talk to me about this presentation.
Certainly. When Tom Summers of the Delaware Public Archives, and he coordinates the presentation schedule, approached me and said, would you like to do something for Women's History Month? I said, of course, I'd love to. I love speaking on gender issues and politics and such, and I didn't really have to think too deeply about what to talk about, since we're approaching the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote, and there were a lot of Delaware women that were prominent in that movement, and historically, our historical memory's kind of short, that we often think, oh, you know, that's great, it happened, there was this, you know, constitutional amendment passed, but it was actually a very long, drawn-out, violent, often very ugly struggle. That eventually ended in President Wilson supporting a suffrage amendment.
How important today, in today's society, Dr. Newton, are women's issues?
Oh, they're crucial. They are, you know, certainly if you have half the population, and women are roughly 51%, so actually even a little more, that are not equal in many facets, you can't have a true participatory democratic system if you're not hearing the voices of everyone. It's absolutely crucial. And there are many things that it's almost dismaying, if downright embarrassing, that we have not made a lot of progress on.
Okay, so on Saturday, March the 3rd at 10:30 in the morning at the Delaware Public Archives building, beautiful building downtown Dover,
yes.
Dr. Newton will be discussing historical examples like the Silent Sentinels who protested outside the White House for women's suffrage. Specific focus, Dr. Newton, on the contribution of Delaware's women to that cause. Give me some insight.
Certainly. There has been a lot done and written and researched on the suffrage movement actually in Delaware and trying to, you know, garner state level support. But this I want to look at, you know, what did they do nationally? So looking at the role of Mabel Vernon, Florence Baird Hills, and Annie Arneil, and there were other women, but those were among the most prominent. For example, you know, Annie Arneil, she served over 103 days in prison, you know, over the course of several arrests. Florence Baird Hills was right up there with Alice Paul as a key organizer. She served as secretary and later president of the National Woman Party. Mabel Vernon was basically the one that got several of the other women involved. And it's really noteworthy to look at, these are, you know, certainly women of the time, and even if you projected them into the present, what they were doing was extremely formidable and really not the norm.
I think it would be safe to say that women's political rights have come a very, very, very long way.
Indeed they have. You know, we are still, again, there are areas where we're still working on progress, whether it's congressional representation, equal pay, et cetera, but really have come a very long way that we get to a point where, regardless of your politics, that we can have a, you know, serious female candidate of a major party for the presidency.